And next up on the teleconference is Maryland head coach Brenda Freese. The Terrapins are the number 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will first take the court in a quarterfinal game on Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Would you mind giving us an opening statement? Then we'll take some questions.
Yeah, I'm definitely proud of the consistency of our program. I mean, to be able to go back-to-back-to-back regular season titles and you know, I know how extremely hard it is and the amount of work that our team has put in. Yesterday was a really special day as we honored our 2 seniors, Shatori and Bree Jones, and lifted their name and numbers into the rafters. And, you know, obviously we're excited about the work that's been done, but no, it's, you know, even a more exciting time as we get ready to go into the Big Ten tournament, where I think it's going to be extremely competitive.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take some questions from the media.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Chrissy Winterscott with Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Chrissy.
For your team yesterday, to have the seniors have their numbers retired, what was the overall emotion after the game? What were the things that were said by not just the 2 seniors, but by the other players as well, like a Destiny Slocum? Like, what is their impression of that moment?
Well, I mean, we were all able to kind of soak it up and enjoy the moment together. And, you know, Shatori and Bree continued to show, I mean, just the growth in their leadership, especially with their speeches, and over 10,000 fans that all stayed to watch the ceremony. And, you know, for our young team to, you know, be able to see and kind of understand, I mean, just their process and in the 4 years, what it took to be able to have a moment like that.
Right, and just one more quick one. With the tournament approaching in the next couple of days, what is it that you say to your team to keep them at a strong level mentally in terms of their focus, in terms of obviously keeping the goal of winning another championship in front of them? How do you keep them in line in that regard?
Well, it's pretty easy. I mean, this is what you play for is March. And, you know, I know that, you know, everybody on our team understands, you know, you win, you advance, you lose, you go home. And this has been an extremely motivated group all season long. And I know now in the biggest stage, you know, they're not going to want to have a letdown. They're extremely motivated and excited about the tournament.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Matthew Bain with Iowa City Press Citizen.
Hey, Coach, you got to play Iowa a couple times this year, once at your place, once over in Carver. And like last year, Bluter's bunch is going to be right in the bubble again this year for the NCAA tournament. So I was just wondering, from your perspective, do you think that Iowa is a NCAA tournament team?
No question. No question. I think, I mean, you have to watch the body of their work. And I think Lisa and her staff have done a tremendous job when you talk about all the young players in the fold and, you know, watching them, you know, playing them, watching them on film. I mean, they have continued to grow all season long. So anyone who has to face them, I mean, it would be a difficult challenge. And they've got to be excited about how they're playing because they have really peaked at the right time.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
As a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Dave Preston with WTP Radio.
Good morning, Coach. Congratulations on a third straight regular season Big Ten title. You've
Thank
won
you
the
did.
Big Ten tournament the previous 2 years. What becomes more of a priority this week as you're going to need to put together, instead of, you know, 14 or 15 wins over 2 months, it's 3 wins in 3 days?
You know, I mean, nothing changes for us. I mean, it's, you know, taking one game at a time and understanding the game in front of us is the most important game. So if you want to play 3 games in 3 days, you have to take care of the game in front of itself. And so just, you know, focus in on you know, what we need to do, you know, with the scout and with ourselves and playing a complete game.
Also, Coach, how much of a boost are you looking for from your bench? You've had a lot of different pieces to put in a lot of new kids this year. What's the biggest challenge in getting and maximizing bench productivity this winter?
Yeah, I mean, it's really important, obviously, if you want to continue on and advance and you want to play for 3 days. I mean, you know, being able to, you know, manage those minutes is really key. And our bench has been successful for us throughout the season. They have to continue to be consistent for us. And, you know, this is a tremendous opportunity for them.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
And as a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thanks for joining us today. We'll look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis later this week.
All right. Thank you so much.